to see you. Oh, yes. It is good to see you this morning. And we worship together. And oh, yes. Wait. I just want to say, you are at the right time, in the right place with? Amen. You heard the music, but Judy is not here. Yes. Judy's father, Mr. Marvin Turnbull, is declining. We don't know yet. He's, if I'm right, he's 93 years old. He currently has a hospice program. So please remember him, Mr. Marvin, and Judy and her family in your prayers. So we will have worship without music. We will do a cappella during the service. Let's sing. So we love one another, so your voice value, and we will do choir all together. We have a few announcements. Oh, yes, please, slide. Yesterday, those people, fantastic people, went Camp Rain on the Wood, and we cleaned so many places and work on and cleaned a big tree. And do you see all the logs? Yes. Jeff made it. Yes. And the next, we have a couple more. Yes. Painting. It was so much fun. Probably we will have one more group to go there and clean. So next time, if you want, please join. And loose coin this month will go to Feed Our Children summer program. And you know they need volunteers during the summertime from June 1st and until August 10th. So if you want to join, please contact Roberta Fredericks. And at the 10 a.m. service, we will have graduation recognition and Lions Scholarship Award. And today, oh.
I'm here.
Yes. He's going to lead us in our worship. So, move.
Oh.
No.
Good morning. Please stand as you're able and join responsively in our call to worship. In Jesus Christ, there is a new creation. This newness is from God, who has reconciled us through Jesus Christ. Our opening hymn is Morning Is Broken, verses 1 and 3, number 145 in your hymnal.
Yes, it's going to be an a cappella, so let's sing together.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning. Praise for them springing, fresh from the word. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning. Born of the one light, Eden's of clay. Praise with elation, praise every morning. God's recreation of the new day.
Amen. Please be seated. You are a really good choir. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. We have four people who have birthday during the week, and a couple, two couples, Brad and Erin, and Mike and Michelle, they have their wedding anniversary. So, What joy you want to share as a family and lift up your prayer request? Oh.
A week prior. Uh-huh. So, with some counselors, and they were small but mighty.
Oh, yes, yes.
He made a photo, but he was there.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate all of the, mm-hmm. the help and people going out to make a dent is really what is needed.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you, Derek. Oh, yeah. We have plenty of them. Thank you. And other joys and concerns?
I'm joyful that after a year and a half
yes.
of waiting, I'm finally going to get my settlement in the car accident, and I will actually be able to get my own vehicle.
Yeah! That's a really good news. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Yes. Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I ask her name again?
Justin
and Mackenzie. Justin and Mackenzie. Please remember Justin and Mackenzie in your prayers. Yes.
Peggy's going through a sciatic problem, nerve in her back leg. She's going through a lot of pain.
Yes. Please remember Peggy in your prayers. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. Yes. Okay. And I mentioned Mr. Marvin Turnbull, please remember him and his family in your prayers. And, oh, I forgot to mention one thing. Oh, okay. Yes. In the fellowship hall, you may find toothbrush. We had Earth Day photo contest for about a month inside the church buildings, and I encourage you to take your sticker and take it, vote which one is your favorite, and we got the winner. The winner is Jeff. Yes. And all the people who sent us, who has all the pictures, they have one toothbrush, and the winner will get double. So, in the fellowship hall, you can find your name, and in a bowl, you can find your brush if you send me, and if you have your picture inside the building. So please remember that. And please continue to have the people in Ukraine and Russia as well. So, now let's turn to God and pray together. Eternal God, you have gathered us and made us your people. You shower us with blessings and give us songs of joy. When trouble comes, you hear our cries and you lead us to safety. Lord, we pray to you and you hear our prayers. This morning, Lord, we pray for your blessed yet broken people and community. For those who are entrusted with power and lead us in this country and the world with the authority. And for those who have lost their ways and who feel confused and lost. and for those who are having difficulties in their physical strengths, emotional, and spiritual journey. And for those who suffer at the hand of others, and who suffer from many kinds of violence, God, you know each one of them. And this morning we remember the people who are sick and who are declining, and the people who are taking care of them. God, remember each one of them. We pray for their strengths and healing and hope. For those who need recovery, God, strengthen their immune system and touch their body and touch their spirit. And help us to find your presence every day. And help us to pray for one another. In our very lives, give us your sense of joy and gladness. And we ask for your presence, comfort, wisdom, strength, and hope that we may stand firm in you. Lord, we need you. Every day we need you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You don't have to stand. Let's sing together, Open My Eyes That I May See, page number 454. Yeah, verse 1. Are we ready? Oh, yes. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand a wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Oh, we didn't have a slide. Oh. We can sing again. Let's sing together. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth has for me. Place in my hands a wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Amen. Oh, yes.
Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 through 29. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Why am I singing alone?
You sing so good.
Yes. Oh, now we see how precious, organist we have, right? So please have her in your prayers, and when you see her, please give all the blessing and compliment as well. And let us hold her tight in our prayers and support. We are having a sermon series with a book, Purpose-Driven Life. And the book talks about five callings in our lives. And the first one is to let God love you. Let God love you and feel that love in our lives. And I told you about my story, right? I was an accidental or unintended child. So I made my parents, accidental parents, they didn't want to have the second born, but I am the second born. But here is the one. There is nobody accidental or unintended before God. God loves you. You are beloved. And the second calling is to belong to the body of Jesus Christ. There is no perfect person in the world. There is no perfect church in the world. If you know any of them, please talk to me, but I'm not going to go there because I'm going to break their perfection. But remember, there is no perfect person, but always there is perfect love of God for you and me. We need to know that, and God is calling us to belong to this beautiful church. And we are called to see the people, value one another, and pray for and support one another. And today I'm going to talk about the third one, which is we are called to become like Jesus. Then what does that mean, to become like Jesus? So we believe Jesus is our Savior. We believe Jesus is our Christ, God. And we are called to be like Jesus, but we are not God. We are not a God. It is not about being a little tiny miniature God. No. God is God, and we are not. But the Bible says God wants us to be holy and godly as much as possible. And it says God is loving, God is joyful, God is peaceful, and God is patient, kind, self-controlled, and merciful. And these are called the fruit of the Spirit. And it gives us a great picture of who Jesus is. So becoming like Jesus, it means to be filled with love, filled with joy, and filled with peace and patience. Sunday morning, I talk a lot. Usually during the week, if you know me well, it's been 3 years, you know me. During the week, if you see me, you might be wondering why he's not speaking, because I'm not that talkative. But Sunday morning, I talk a lot, right? That's my job. Many words. And one of the vocabularies that I use the most, it is journey. Ongoing journey, life journey, faith journey. We are walking on our faith journey together. And Apostle Paul compares our lives to running a race. Running a race. It is the race of life. So life, it is not a 50-yard dash or sprint. It is a marathon, long run, running. All of us, we are running this race together. And our goal is to become the person God wants us to be. So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back. It says every weight that slows us down. But another translation says weight and sin. And in Greek, it is baros, baros, which means a burden, something heavy which holds you back. We need to find our burden on our faith journey, which holds us back. What are they? Do you see what holds us back? What holds you back in your faith journey? We need to find that. It is a race for each one of us, and your partner, your friend, cannot run yours. Your mom cannot run it for you. Nobody can do that, only you. It is you who needs to recognize your own burden, something that burdens your faith journey. Then how can you find that? How can you know what kind of burden we have? We need to how? We need to remove that one. And how can we go on? We need to spend some time focusing on Jesus. Then why do we have to do that? Why do we have to do that? Because we are called to be like Jesus. We want to be like Jesus. If you hang out with people who have ambition, passion, you will be like them. You will think of your life and you will have ambition and passion. If you hang out with people who are critical, always pointing some and complaining, you know what's going to be. Right? You will find always something to be complaining. Like the old cliche, you cannot soar with the eagle if you are running with the turkeys. Right? If you spend time with Jesus, then you become more and more like Jesus. Then how? Then John Wesley calls it the means of grace. The means of grace, it means the way and practices of faith we may feel the Spirit and we may follow Jesus Christ. That is called the means of grace. These are reading the Bible, meditation, prayer, fasting, and communion, and so many others. And I think we may start with a quiet time, prayer time. It doesn't matter when or where you are. Simply you sit down and spend some time. You may read the Bible for 5 or 10 minutes. You don't have to read it for an hour or two, just 5 or 10 minutes every day, and talk to God about what comes to your mind. And you may also use the upper room. You may find that in our fellowship hall. It's just one page, meditation. You read it and think about it, meditate on it, and pray to God. You know, a friend of mine, he once talked to me, his favorite place for a quiet time was sitting on a toilet. He does that every day, sitting on a toilet. It was the only quiet place in his house. So he has his wife, 3 daughters, and his mom in a small house, and he couldn't find any place quiet. So every day morning, he sit over there for prayer. It doesn't matter where it is. Find your place and read it and meditate on it. And I recommend you to pray aloud. You may not want to do that in public. You may not want to pray in front of the people at Kroger, Walmart, or Starbucks. Please don't. Maybe you can pray out loud in your living room or bedroom. You may simply say, God, here is the thing that I have in my mind. These are something that I'm concerned and worried about. Or Today, God, I have these schedules and these things to do. What do you want me to do? I need your help. I need your inspiration. Simply, you speak to God and have a quiet moment, and sometimes you can pray out loud. It helps you know God's will more and more, and it helps you become like Jesus. And you may also want to get involved in justice and compassion ministry, sometimes outreach. Jesus always values all the people, children, and all the adult, rich and poor, high-ranking person and lonely person, or the marginalized, and the Jews and Gentiles. And he listens to the cry of the people and allows children to come close. It is your race. It is your race. Nobody can run on behalf of you. That's interesting. Last week I talked about, yes, we need to get together. We need to support one another. We need to belong to the church. And now I'm talking about racing, running a race alone. Then why do we need a church? What about the church? Why are we gathered? In a community of faith, we support one another in our race, helping each other, encouraging each other. I'm not perfect. You are not perfect. If we don't find anybody running with us, we are not going to make it to the end of the race. Or at least, it's going to be really, really hard to become the person whom God wants us to be. Former American basketball coach John Wooden said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, you need a team. You need people around you. For this, we are so blessed to have each one of us in this beautiful church. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, it says, let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Next slide. And another translation says, let us consider how to support one another, how to encourage one another to do the right thing. That is the church. That is the body of Jesus Christ and who we are. And let me say this. One of the burdens which holds us back, I believe, it is fear. Fear from the past experience. Fear from the failure of our relationship. Fear of failure of our work. Because that is related to the loss and safety. So many times, we don't even realize how fearful we are. We may think, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. I don't want to fail. Or I'm so afraid I won't be able to make it. It is fear that causes us to miss God's best for each one of us. That's why we need people around us. Sometimes we got hurt by people, but we know people brings healing with God's people. That's why we need people around here whom we could help and give help. And each one of us should be able to encourage each other to stay in this race and finish the race, we may say to ourselves and to the people around us, you can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. God is with you, and I am with you. And this church, it is a safe place God gives to each one of us. Do you find in our church and around you somebody who pushes you to make one more step forward? We need it. Let's do this together. And this church should be a safe place for all. And we need to remember there is one. There is one always cheering up. Cheer you up all the time on your faith journey. And we know who that person is. It is God. When we are running this race of life to become the person God wants us to be, God is cheering you and me at every stage of life. And we need to feel it. We need to find it. And we need to recognize it. So in our Christian history, there were so many people who thought God might smile at you. Please listen this carefully. God might smile at you when you do things right. God might smile at you once you have reached a certain level of success. God might smile at you. You are enough mature. They believe God never shows you favor until you become spiritually mature. No, not at all. That's not truth. That's not what the Bible says. If you do, please, there is nobody who can reach that specific level. God might be satisfied, right? We don't expect a baby. Think about that. A baby. We don't expect a baby to read, speak, or do the work. No. It is God who knows us the best. God knows us. God knows our heart. I have a niece. She's so cute. Maybe I can say she was so cute because now she is grown up, almost same height as me. So she was cute. I think it was when she was 3 or 4 years old. One day, she drew a picture and gave it to me. So I said, oh, it's great. You can imagine how a 3-year-old or 4-year-old draw. So it's great, but I didn't know what that was. So I asked her, I talked to her, yeah, I think it's a great, great picture. You are an artist. Would you please tell me what it is? Then she gave me strange and curious eyes, and she said, it is you, Uncle Paul. Oh, yeah, I see. It's my glasses, right? It's my nose or eyes, like that. We cannot be perfect at any age, but God loves you and God knows you. And what do we do when you go, when you go to your child or grandchild sports game, what do? You cheer them up, right? You wave your hand and shout for them and cheer them up. And let me ask you, at what point do you start cheering them? From the beginning. From the beginning, even before that. Because they make a goal? They were winning? No. From the beginning, you are shouting for them and cheering up. You may shout, let's go. You will make it. You will be great. You are cheering them at every second of the game. And do you know, I think we need to stand up and cheer them more when they are losing. When they are losing, but they never give up, then we need to stand up and cheer them more and more. God smiles at you at every stage of your life. God is not waiting for you to reach at a certain level. God says, you are okay. You are beloved. I know you. You have been already okay to God. It is God's grace upon each one of us. You are made of God's love. Nobody shames a baby for not being able to read or stand or run. God is not ashamed of you. The Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We may be ashamed of somebody. Sometimes we may be ashamed of ourselves. Sometimes we may be ashamed of God. So we don't want to talk about that. But God is never ashamed of you. In a somehow broken family, broken relationship, people might be, but not God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, it says, Beloved, we are God's children. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him. For he will see him. We will see him as he is. We are in this race and our faith journey. In this race, you may have stumbled. We all have been there. In this race, you may have been kind of astray, lost your way. We all have been there. In this race, you may have struggled and been frustrated. We all have been there. But this race, your race, is not over. We are still in this race to become like Jesus. And we, the body of Jesus Christ, we are committed to helping each other and encouraging each other in this journey to be like Jesus. Amen. During the message, I talked about the means of grace, the way we may experience the Holy Spirit and feel the inspiration and guidance from God and to become like Jesus. And one of them is the Holy Communion. As we break and pray and God blessed and share, and we say, yes, Lord, we want to be like you. We want to live our days as you want us to be. So this morning as we share the bread and wine, let us say yes. Yes. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Bless each one of us and bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. Lord, make these bread and wine the body and blood of Jesus Christ so that as we take them, we may be the body of Jesus Christ redeemed by his blood. Amen. Please peel the first layer. If you need help, you may find somebody. Or you can raise your hand, I will come. This is the body of Jesus Christ. Let's share it. Please peel the second layer. Are we ready? This is the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious God, We give you thanks for this precious, your body and blood. It is like hope you have in us as we share this bread and wine and take them into our body. Help us remember your will, your hope, your plan, and help us find future in you and love in you, so that we may go and live as your disciple. Amen. Wow, this morning I'm kind of busy walking here and there thinking about what's going to be with our music. You see how we need Judy, right? I'm so precious. I mean, I'm so grateful for her ministry. Not just Judy. Each one of us, we are part of this community, and we are working together, helping one another, and we see God working in us. For that, I'm so grateful. This morning, let's count God's blessing, and with our gratitude for what God has done in our lives, let's present ourselves, our time, and talent to God. Please, right? We can sing without the music.
Blessings from creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. God of light and love and peace, we praise your name for leading us in paths of righteousness, so that we may come to your presence forgiven and free. We give you thanks and we worship you. We offer you these gifts that you might bless them and send them out into the valley of the shadow of death and everywhere in need of your light. Amen. Our closing hymn is Open Our Eyes, Lord, number 2086 in your black hymnals.
Yes, we have it on our screen. Let's sing together.
Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Amen, amen. We have the responsive benediction, so let's bless one another. Oh, so cute. Go into the world, carrying the light of Jesus Christ into the darkness.
We go with hearts full and eyes open.
Receive God's love and care and share the love and care with others.
We go with eyes reflecting God's light and hands open to share it.
May we walk in the light of Jesus Christ all the days of our lives and your lives. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, we go.